Just tell me one thing, Burke. You're going out there to destroy them, right? Not to study, not to bring back, but to wipe them out.
That's the plan.
All right, people, on the ready line. Iron me!
Yeah!
Iron me!
Yeah! Yeah!
All right, go!
Talk to me, Hudson!
I got signals, I got readings in front and behind.
There's nothing back here.
Look, I'm telling you, there's something moving and it ain't us.
Get them out of there!
They cut the power.
How could they cut the power, man? They're animals.
There's movement all over the place! 5 meters, man! 4!
Aliens. This time, it's war.
Welcome, people, to Throwback Tuesday, episode 83? Yeah, I'll do it by around that time, whatever. People, I'm the phenomenal one, of course.
I am the...
And we were just talking about some Academy bullshit, you know, shooting the shit with some Academies. So I can tell you, this is the most boring year I've ever seen.
There's no, like, last year it had excitement.
Yeah, it had excitement because I thought all of those movies that got nominated, with the exception of Gravity, were all well worth the pick. This year, even though I gave most of those movies a see it, I don't think I'm excited to own any of those movies.
Not even Birdman?
No. I didn't like the ending of Birdman. I didn't really give a shit about Birdman. I think Michael Keaton was great in it, and Edward Norton, and the music and the cinematography and everything, whatever. But as far as the story itself, I didn't really give a shit about it that much.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are, like, no movies, like, you... I mean, like, I brought a point, like, all of them except one were limited releases.
Yeah, The main ones I'm looking to own really mainly is Selma. I mean, I even like Theory of Everything a lot, but I'm not rushing out to own that movie or anything like that. Imitation Game I thought was good. It was Benedict Cumberbatch's best movie I've seen personally, and as far as his acting goes and stuff, but no, I don't really care about that. American Sniper, everybody knows how I feel about that movie. I don't even think that movie's that good. What else got nominated?
Whiplash.
Whiplash is good. I actually like Whiplash a lot, but I don't think that one's going to win. I think that one's the dark horse of the awards. J.K. Simmons will take the award, no doubt. He's been dominating Best Supporting Actor throughout all the awards so far. So
pretty much the three. Well, you brought up the point Tom Hardy won last night. Was it last night?
Yeah, last night. He won the L.A. Critics Film Association Award, which was shocking because I was like, damn, well, at least it was nice that he got a nod because he sure as fuck didn't get a nod in the Golden Globes or the Oscars, so...
But it's been J.K. Simmons, it's been Patricia Arquette, and it's been Julianne Moore.
Richard Linklater.
Yeah.
He's been dominating. Oh boy, I mean, that is, like you said, I think personally, Julianne Moore kind of came out of nowhere because I remember saying on last week's Movie Spoilers episode that she was in this great movie last year. It's called Still Alice, and she played a really great character in there, but I was like, I think she deserves a nod, but I don't think she's going to win or anything like that. And sure enough, the day after I posted that show, she won a Golden Globe Award, and, and I was like, well, okay, maybe she might be the sneak up award for Best Female Actress because she did a really good job playing a character with Alzheimer's.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen previews for it. So I mean, you've probably seen every movie nominated.
It just got its full release this past weekend.
Yeah, so a lot of things got full releases this weekend.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart's in it too. She actually does a good job as well.
Really?
Yeah, for the first time ever in her life.
Well, what was that war movie she was in where she was a soldier?
Oh, that movie was shit. I forgot the name of it.
You know what I'm talking about? She makes friends with the prisoner.
Yeah, I think that. Fuck, I can't remember the name of it. It came out last year. I want to say like right after the summer was over. Fuck, I don't remember the name of it.
They said it was like her best performance.
Nah, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Get the fuck out.
Oh, Camp X-Ray.
That movie was horrible.
It doesn't. It looks like one-sided movie.
It was one-sided. Wow, did you figure that out just from looking at the poster?
No, from the trailer.
Hey, wow. That movie was one-sided and bullshit, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, but you know, it's nice to see at these smaller awards that, you know, stuff like Locke and Under the Skin are all getting their attention and shit like that, so.
Yeah, I mean, none of these were major blockbuster movies on the, you know, the big awards. The technicals, yeah, you got the big blockbusters, but, I don't know. Because these were all, like, pretty much all independent movies, right?
I wouldn't say independent, but, because actually, you know what, now that I bring it up, all of them has big name actors in them, too.
Yeah. Whiplash probably has the least, or Whiplash and Selma.
I would say no to that. David Oyelowo has had a lot of work in the past 3 years, and so did Miles Teller. Miles Teller has been fucking, he's got to be at his age, he's got to be the most guy with the most work, because he had 5 movies last year.
Holy shit.
Yeah, exactly, or whatever. And there were I think 2 of them was good out of the 3. One, 2 of them were mainstream, the other 3, oh, Whiplash was that limited, full wide release one, the other 2 were just some limited release ones that never really got the wide release and shit. Miles Teller is, he's really knocking it out the park, whatever, and J.K. Simmons, obviously, everybody knows who he is, that's fucking J. Jonah Jameson now.
who was awesome, that's why I'm like, yeah, that's right, the best character in fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's right. You goddamn right. They should have got him back for the Amazing Spider-Man. Like, that was one character. It's like, you can't place that guy. That guy looks straight up like J. Jonah Jameson. I'm like, come on, man. That dude looks just like him.
That's surprising. So, that's the only casting they got right.
Yeah, I'm sure it wasn't goddamn Topher Grace. whatever the fuck his name is. But people, if this is your first time listening to Throwback Tuesday, what we do is here, me and Z both pick a movie each, and then I stick a polling up, and then we have a little category that says other. That way, you people get to vote. Not only just we get to pick a movie, but you guys get to pick a movie, and whichever wins by the end of the week, that is the movie we review. And on today's choice, what won was Aliens, the 1980, back me up, Z, 86?
Yes.
All right, cool.
There we go. Now,
1986 sequel to Alien.
Yes, it's very hard to get this confused with Alien. It really is.
Yeah, I remember someone telling me, yeah, James Cameron directed Alien, right? I was like, no.
Didn't.
They was just like, yeah, he did, he directed. I was like, nah, he did like Aliens. He was like, that's what I said. I was like, no, you said Alien. He's like, what fucking difference does it make?
Big difference, plural. Now, for the others, did anyone vote for Alien vs. Predator?
Yes, 3.
I figured. I really figured that was going to get voted. I really thought that was going to win, too. One of them.
You know what? I thought it was, too, but then, you know, some people just typed in the letter A. I was like, wow, y'all getting lazy. Y'all can't even type in AVP. You just can type in the letter A. Man, you still can't type in 3 fucking letters, huh? Okay. Oh, but another thing we gotta announce, people, is by the time you hear this, the podcast awards will be up.
Yes.
So, it is that time. Like I said, if you don't know what this show is about, it's all about the people, the people out there voting for the movie that we get to review. And what we need to do here now, people, is we need to get nominated, as Throwback Tuesday would say. So, what you're gonna do is, by the time you hear this, you're gonna go over to whatever website it's going to be on, because I remember talking to a guy, he said it might be on a new website, so I'm just like, okay, well, I'd like to know that, but, so I'm assuming you're still going to podcastawards.com, I'm going to say that for now, probably next week.
It might be linked from that, it might be linked from that.
Yeah, I'm thinking so, but it got new owners and stuff like that, so I don't know, he told me that they were doing things differently this year, so I'm like, oh, okay, well, but I'm just going to stick with that, podcastawards.com, people, you go to the movie and film category, what you're going to do is you're going to vote for Throwback Tuesday, and then, do you got to write anything in there, Z? I remember you just...
You just write the show title.
Show title, did you have to write a description or something like that? I don't remember.
No.
I I could have sworn it was something you could, like, you don't have to, but you can, or something like that.
Actually, I think, like, a reason why.
Yeah, I think there was.
You don't have to, it's optional.
Yeah, it's optional, but last year I remember they did look at that. This year they're not really, I don't think they're paying attention. It wasn't in the grading system, but go ahead and write something in there as well. You know, show them why, because I think the reading part is a little bit more better than the voting.
Yeah, you can only do it once a day.
Mm-hmm. Once a day.
And pretty much, you know, nominate Throwback Tuesday, because this is, I want to say it's the, like, one of the one podcast that actually, the fans vote on the movies. Like, we don't know. I mean, I know for a poll, because I've done a website, that you have to go through so much stuff just to see the voting results.
Yeah.
That I don't see you doing that, because that takes so much time.
Yeah. Plus, I'm not in front of a computer. I'm always in front of my phone or tablet, so I don't really.
Yeah. So this is, I don't see a lot of people put movies up that they're going to review. This one we don't know until day before.
Yeah. I would like to agree with that statement too. I'm pretty sure there's some out there that I know there was an old show that they did like a thing where if you donated and said a movie, that'd be the one they'd review or something like that, but I don't think it's the same as the voting, obviously, because, you know, we get some weird-ass options, especially when we did Batman Forever. I don't know where all those weird-ass options came from, Man of Steel and shit like that, but, mainly the show is mainly more about the people than it is about us. That was one of the reasons why I had added the other section to it, and me not really knowing what would win until the end of the day and shit like that, because I'd like to stay in the mystery of it as well.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them are weird off-the-wall stuff, like we had Indiana Jones and then Hook won, and we're like, why? Yeah,
that was the weirdest.
We're like, why? Then we found out Spielberg.
That was still weird. I was just like, where the fuck did that come from? Maybe it was because of Spielberg and because they both were adventure films. I don't know, but yeah, I guess.
Hook was adventure?
It's a stretch of adventure, yes. Well, it's an adventure of fucking my mind up, yes. But yes, people, you head on over there. You type in it in. You vote. You do what you do. And you know what? Not only that, throw us in the people's choice as well. I don't want to confuse people by saying, oh, do this, because I know you can only vote once a day. But either one would be cool. Movies, film, or people's choice.
Yeah. And, you know, just because we say Throwback Tuesday doesn't mean don't vote for movie spoilers as well.
Oh, shit, anyone, as long as we win one. I was going to say, if Melissa McCarthy can win a People's Choice Award, then we damn sure better fucking win one now.
Yeah, I wonder if she thought that was chocolate.
She thought Kevin Hart was chocolate when he presented their award. She was just looking at him like, yeah, I swear, when we go in the back, I'll eat your ass, whatever. I was just talking to someone, he was just like, oh, the Academy is a bunch of old, crusted-ass people and shit like that. And I was just like, shh, the younger people ain't no fucking better, because they just voted for fucking Melissa McCarthy as best female actress of last year. So,
for Tammy?
For fucking Tammy, yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Best female comedic actor. Get the fuck out of here with that. You gotta be shitting me. So, I don't know. Who is worse? The younger crowd for these awards or the older crowd for the Academy?
Well, the younger crowd does give Transformers a lot of money.
I was gonna say, and the younger crowd voted for Melissa McCarthy. Oh, and how many times has Twilight won Best Picture, too? So, yeah, I think I'd rather go with that older crowd than the younger crowd.
Yeah. I say the older crowd at least they pick good movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame that some don't get nominated, but at least the movies that are in the category are at least still good and worthy enough. But fuck me, man, the younger crowd, I don't know what the fuck they be thinking. they were the ones that voted Kevin Hart the funniest man alive, right? Like, what the fuck?
I know that's not a fact, but...
No, thank you. That's not a fucking fact. Okay, you mean to tell me the dude that makes some of the worst movies I've seen? So okay, all right, whatever. But see, let's go ahead and get into this Aliens, man. How about a synopsis?
Aliens, directed by James Cameron, starring Sigourney Weaver, I guess. budget
this is her baby.
What's that?
This is her baby. This franchise.
This is. She was in four of them, right?
That's correct. She was in all of them. Yeah.
Budget, 17, 18 million. Box office, 131. The 80. It says 131 to 183 million. That's a big gap.
Yeah, that's a fucking huge gap. I mean, they don't even fucking know. I would love to see this movie get re-released. See how well it would do.
In 3D.
I don't know. Okay, not that far. Let's not go that far.
And James Cameron tech.
Never mind. Give me that James Cameron tech, then I'm all for it then.
Well, that'll take like 20 years, but...
Yo, James Cameron, you realize you old, right? I mean, you ain't got time to be talking about, oh, look at this.
He's going to die before it's done.
I mean, I get it. The man is in great shape. I mean, I've seen this dude do a lot of shit. For his age, man, he gets around, man. He puts his money to fucking use. I mean, this dude buys submarines and shit and goes deep side sea diving and shit. I'm just like, well, damn, shit, okay. I see you scratching shit off a bucket list or something like that. But then when he released the release dates for his future movies, the Avatars, I was just like, wow, so you plan on living that long, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Synopsis, this is 57 years after the sequel, after the original.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
Sigourney Weaver wakes up and back home, or back where?
There was a rescue mission. Well, not even a rescue mission. She just got found in space when she was in cryogenic sleep. And these people were pretty much setting up colonies on that planet. I always forget the name. I always get the numbers mixed up because, you know,
LV-426.
Yeah, that one or whatever. And which I gotta say, when I rewatched the movie and they said 57 years, I was like, so damn, it took 57 years for the next alien to strike and they've been on this planet for 20 years?
Yeah, and this cryogenic sleep, does she stay young?
I was like, that's kind of a stretch, but I'll go with it. I'll go with
it. It's Cameron.
Yeah, I never realized that until I was just like, because I had to rewind it when he said 57 years. I was just like, he's like 57 years? So I was like, 57 years since she killed that first alien. This dude just told me they've been colonized on this planet for almost 20 years, and the alien is just now attacking?
And her daughter died of old age? I'm like, how old was her daughter when she left?
She was like 9, right? So they said she was like, I think they said in the movie she was 60 or something like that?
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay. So Cameron, that's funny because Cameron, that's some ironic shit for your ass because Cameron, that motherfucker passed that age. And so he's saying the old people, so for him, he probably think he passed the goal now. He's just like, I made it past 60, shit, I'm living.
Yeah, and pretty much they go back to the planet and with... the Marines, Weyland-Yutani Marines.
Did you believe any of these guys were Marines at first?
Just that big guy with the big gun.
I was going to say him and the Latin chick.
Yeah, who was stereotyped to the T.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you watch this movie, didn't you get some Predator vibes off the characters?
Yeah, she seemed, the Latino girl, she seemed really like... I just want to say Jesse Ventura, but I want to say like Carl Weathers.
When you said Jesse Ventura, that was the first thing that came to my head when I saw her back on screen. I rewatched it. I was just like getting some Jesse Ventura vibes off of her right now. I was like, okay.
But I did like Michael Bine, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
I do like him a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, he is awesome. So, and he was like the corporal, but they also had, you know, it's just a group of Marines which you really don't know of besides, like, Bill Paxton, Latino girl, who I don't know her name.
Yeah.
And the commanding officer.
It was Private Vasquez, right?
Yeah. And then, you know, they battle the aliens.
Mm-hmm. They go on a rescue mission, and then they realize, oh, this rescue mission's been turned to shit. Those aliens fucking spread quick. I mean, okay. I was about to get to the end, but I was like, this queen's been living there for this long, and they just now, after 57 fucking years, they just now doing this thing? I was like, in that time span, they could have invaded Earth and fucking took over this shit by now.
That's what Alien vs. Predator is for.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, Alien vs. Predator 2. Requiem.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The Predalien, whatever the fuck they called that thing in there.
That movie is terrible.
It's fucking horrible. Now, okay, I'm about to make fun of this movie and a movie that just recently came out about 3 years ago. I think you know which one I'm talking about, Prometheus.
I hated that movie.
Did you not get Prometheus vibes out of this movie?
Yes.
How the fuck is Ridley Scott going to sit up there and tell us that Prometheus has nothing to do with Alien when it almost felt like I was watching the older version of a better Prometheus?
That's a good point, that you like, get, like, you get, I mean, the characters seem very similar, too.
Yeah, the settings, the cinematography, everything about it, I was just looking, I was just like, okay, that son of a bitch went on for 2 years saying that this ain't gonna be an Alien, this has nothing to do with Alien. I was just like, you straight up just copied James Cameron's sequel.
This has nothing to do with Aliens, but the very last part of the movie, an alien comes out of the guy's chest.
Yeah, Xenomorph comes out and stuff, like, everything about it, though, I was just, like, getting alien, Aliens vibe with Prometheus. I was just, like, looking, I was just, like, that motherfucker can't sit up here and tell me that he didn't think of Aliens when he was making Prometheus. Like, seriously. And, like, I don't know why he would even say that, neither, too, because you think from a marketing standpoint, you would want to say it's an Alien spinoff because everybody loved Aliens, so I would assume people's going to go see it because you just said that. So why would you even deny that it's not based off of Aliens?
Just accept it.
From a marketing standpoint, doesn't that sound great? I mean, like, if they were to tell you, oh, this is an Alien spin-off coming out, wouldn't you go see it just based off that name itself?
Well, you had 3 in Resurrection.
3 was horrible. 3 was, without a doubt, the worst one out of all of them.
Resurrection was bad, too.
Yeah, but it was better than fucking 3.
I don't know. If it was like I mean, Prometheus, nobody knew. I mean, that name was never said in any of the Alien movies.
No.
I mean, so it came out of nowhere. And you get like a prequel to Aliens that do people really care about? People just want to see the aliens.
Yeah, and you know, but the people who are invested in the worlds of the space jockeys and shit like that, there's a lot of cult followers that know about that stuff and whatever. And all the photos and shit that got released, everybody kept saying how much this looks like Alien, and really Scott kept coming out saying no. Nothing to do with that. It's like, why would you separate from that? Like, are you ashamed of Alien? Like, why would you separate yourself from that?
I agree, but the credit I'm gonna give Cameron, though, that he actually did not really make this his own. He kind of stayed on what Ridley Scott did with Alien.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that too. I don't think Cameron really did any took any creative liberties with the film as far as separating from I don't know if that's a positive or a negative. I probably would have liked to see Cameron's touch a little bit more to it, but
there would have been a love story.
It is one of those films. Yeah, it is one of those films over that I think that with the first one and the second one back-to-back viewings, I think that it makes just one big film, which is both watchable in the sense. I still think the first one is better after rewatching this one.
I always thought, because I this has been like 20 years since I've seen this movie. And I really thought I really enjoyed it. And then I'm like, I watched it again. I'm like, you know what? Alien is kind of a lot better than Aliens.
Yeah. I think, I'm with you. I haven't seen this movie probably in about 6-7 years, maybe. And rewatching, I was going like, yeah, I'm liking this. I will give it credit. It is a good sequel. It's a great sequel, actually. It does continue what was going on from the first one. But I think this one's more of the action style type. And with the first one, it was more of a horror mystery. And I think that's just because it falls in the flat of it's a sequel, so it's going to fall in that transformation, because we already know everything about the alien from the first one now. So it's kind of just like...
And we didn't get anything new, except the queen.
Yeah, except the queen one.
We didn't get anything new, so we saw the face huggers. You still had everything else that they do, the acid, everything. So Cameron stayed on point on exactly what the aliens are.
2.5 hours up, could have trimmed that shit down.
Oh my, okay, I was watching this, and I'm like, how long has this movie been on? And I'm like, I got the Godzilla fucking complex, because it took like over an hour before the first alien showed up.
An hour and 10 minutes, I timed it. I remember because I went to go take a shower. I was like, I paused it and went to go take a shower. And I was like, wow, it's an hour and 10 minutes. I still haven't seen it. I was like, it's a very slow build-up here.
Extremely slow build-up. This is like, and when you first see them, you just see them waking up from the ceiling. And I'm like, okay. And then you just see darkness and fire and guns and stuff. And I'm like, this is like Godzilla, man.
I was going to say, man, that first hour could have been trimmed down a lot.
Oh, yes.
There was a lot of dialogue that was just like repeating shit from the first film. I was just like, wow. Like that whole scene where she was talking to the board members or whoever they were and shit like that, I was like, you could have easily trimmed this shit out.
And my point on that is that they're in space. Why don't they not believe in her at all? They don't know everything in space. How do they not believe in her? Like, did she...
We got no signs of life form on this planet. I'm just like, okay, but, you know, obviously she...
They're not life forms.
What was that?
They're not life form.
Yeah, that's what she said in the first one. They're not life forms. And then... okay, who was the character that got her, the doctor they had to come? I forgot his fucking name. Bishop, yeah. Bishop, what was his plan on turning the facehuggers and the aliens on the team?
Oh, like, you mean Burke?
Was it Burke? Yeah, was it Burke? I can't remember now.
Bishop was the android. That was Lance Hendrickson.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Bishop was the android. Burke. What was his plan in that? Because let's say the alien and the facehuggers kill everyone. How the fuck was he gonna get off?
I don't know. I think she says about him getting rich off the bringing a new species.
Yeah, but my point is, how the fuck was he gonna bring it?
In the cryogenic chamber where she slept? I don't know. That's the only.
Okay.
That, I mean, his character, like, you thought he was friendly, but obviously he's working for Waylon. And there's a backstory to him that you barely even glimpse at.
I was going to say, I know his storyline was far as like, oh, he's that scientist that's like, yo, this is just too good to pass up, whatever. And then, you know, we get into another story of like him pretty much setting up people to come to this planet because they already kind of knew about what was going on and stuff. I get that part too. But my whole point of like him locking the door on the team and stuff like that, don't you think you'd be trying to save the guys with guns?
Yeah, and right before the alien shows up, they're like, no, you can't use your guns because you're on like a nuclear reactor or a fusion reactor. And I'm like, oh, here it comes. They're going to come right. This is it right here. Like, that was a pretty much a giveaway that the aliens are going to show up.
And okay, maybe I got lost or maybe I just forgot, but did that nuclear reactor shit ever come back up?
No.
Because I was going to say, they said if you fire that weapon in there, it's going to blow up and pretty much blow up the whole place. So, they fired that weapon how many fucking times in that place?
Vasquez just went nuts with that huge gun.
Yeah, Vasquez and the bigger dude that she was hanging out with.
They both had like a turret. They had kind of like a turret.
Yeah, and they wasn't supposed to fire that in there. Because remember, the captain they had with Sigourney Weaver's character, he was sweating and shit. He was just like, I told stop firing it, please. I was just like, so what was the...
And there was an explosion. He had that grenade.
Oh, that's right. He did. And it was like, but nothing blew up. I was like, so, like, is that reactor disabled? Why are people still worried about that reactor?
I think it was just one of those points that just kind of added for tension. That's it.
Oh, I was about to say, did Cameron forget he stuck that in there? He's like, oh, yeah, there was a reactor. Should have used that reactor, yeah.
But you can tell this was an 80s action movie because a lot of the kills were off screen.
Yeah.
I think the only one they showed was Bishop, and he was a robot. Everything else was pretty much off screen or in dark. Like when the soldiers first get attacked.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's 80s stuff right there. That's pure 80s.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because for a rated R sci-fi action film like this, whatever, I was shocked that they were covering some of that stuff up, because I was like, you know, back in the 80s and stuff, they didn't shy away from showing somebody laying on the ground with blood on them and stuff
No,
like that.
So this was a very soft R.
Yeah, I was kind of a little taken away by that, honestly. I mean,
this
is definitely going up on the list as one of those movies where I had a different opinion rewatching it, going into it. I was like, wow, I actually got a lot more, I hate to say this, but there were some parts where I was like, it's kind of a generic action flick.
They could have gone like a very gory route.
Yeah.
They did it in the first one.
Yeah, See, the thing, what I like about that that first one so much is that the build-up, the mystery, and the horror elements that it had added to it, and the whole blue-collar treatment that it had to it. And this one, it had those segments of feeling like a sequel, where it was just like, let's just make everything bigger. One of the sequel problems today, well, I don't even think it's a problem, but I know a lot of people complain about it, is let's take that one thing we had in the first movie and let's just make multiples of them, which they did in this film. It's like we had one alien in the first one, let's make like 200 of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're weaker than that one was in the first one because you just shoot them one time and they blow up. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I did realize that too. I'm like, I thought they had like a thicker skin to hold bullets.
These ones seem really fragile. I'm not gonna lie; like they were really fucking fragile in this.
Yeah, but it pretty much.
Newt's fucking useless. All right, let's go ahead and say Newt was fucking.
What? Her only lines were Ripley and screaming.
What was the fucking point? That was one of those things like that really hit one of them cliches I hate in movies today, where it's just like, let's just throw a character in here and for no fucking reason. Just I, you know why? It's just because. This is the motivation that's going to have Ripley come back to the final. It's just like, why am I feeling like that? I was like, I used to like this movie a lot in the past, whatever. Now I'm feeling like when I was watching that part, I was just like, of course that little girl lives. Of course. Cause
they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, because Ripley has to fight the big bad one at the end. I was like, wow. I was like, I want to say, did Aliens start the trend of cliches in Hollywood?
I want to say, well, you had Poltergeist and stuff like that beforehand, but her character, it didn't add nothing, and it didn't take nothing. I mean, they could have left, and she's like, no, I gotta go save her. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, you're just gonna get some people killed, and she did.
Yeah, well, my whole thing was just like, out of all the people that died, this is the one I gotta go save. I was like, I never really felt that strong of a connection between the two. I mean, maybe it's because, you know, she had a daughter and she died or something like that and she feels sorry for this girl. I can see that part, but to go back on it is like, oh, no, she's still alive. It's like, how do you know that, number one? Number two, why is she still alive?
Yeah, she could have been, she could have had the facehugger thing.
Yeah, like, I know that they were, like, setting up, oh, like, here's an egg of a facehugger that's being, that got laid and now is being hatched. But I was like, wow, that facehugger took a long time to fucking hatch. Out of all the facehuggers they got, these eggs in here or whatever, I was like, what a coincidence that it would just hatch when Ripley gets there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that girl was missing for a while.
Yeah, she had to go a long way. That's a lot of the convenience of the story that happens a lot. It's kind of, like, I know Ridley Scott says Prometheus ain't like Aliens. But he had the exact same scene as when the alien got on the ship when they thought they were getting saved and it crashed. That was exactly from fucking Prometheus did that exact same thing.
Yeah, that's why when I was rewatching this, I was just like, man, really, Scott is full of shit because...
Well, we kind of agree that he's pretty overrated.
Yeah, he is fucking overrated. But rewatching this film, man, I was getting some bad Prometheus vibes. I don't hate the film, but I didn't like the film.
I didn't like it either.
Prometheus... Man, that dropped the ball on so many fucking levels with that movie. I was like, it's not even funny.
They tried to make a simple story of aliens more of, you know, something more complex.
Another thing is, I never even cared about any of the characters in that film, neither. All I really cared about was Michael Fassbender. I thought he was interesting. Mm-hmm. They didn't really give Bishop that much to do in this film.
No, he vanished for a while.
He was gone for, like, almost, I want to say, a good half of the film. Matter of fact, he probably has, I want to say, 4 or 5 scenes in the film.
Yeah, he completely vanished. And my thing, I liked Bill. This whole thing with character thing, like, you don't really get into really a lot of the soldiers except Vasquez and then Bill Paxton's Hudson and then Hicks. But Bill Paxton, he took a complete 180 on his character. He's like this massive badass, and all of a sudden he's like,
he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, and then he's a complete wuss after the first aliens attack. Like, it's like, game over, man.
Yeah, oh, man, he's, like, having straight-up just moments of, like, freaking out. Which, understandable, I mean, you got this huge, I mean, he was a walking dead alien thing. I understand where he's coming from in this part, but, yeah, his character did do, like, a 180, which was understandable, but, I don't know, beginning of the film, I didn't like his character at all. I was just like, somebody shut this dude the fuck up, please.
No, he was too arrogant.
Yeah,
he tried way too hard.
When he first came on, I was just like, who who the fuck would make him a Marine Corps? Like, seriously, I was like, this dude better show me some skills in this movie. It was like, why he got picked to be on a top Marine Corps level team. And I'm just like, okay, they better show me. And then they did show some aspects of it, like when he was hacking the door and shit like that. I was like, okay, this dude got some skills. I was like, because the beginning of the film, dude, I was like, this dude seems like your average-ass army dumbass that you just put on. I don't see him as a top-heavy Marine Corps leader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the thing. You know this black sergeant who always had the cigar?
Cigar?
I think his name was a punk.
I was like, God.
That's Predator right there, Carl Weathers. He always had a cigar in his mouth. But
he looked just like Carl Weathers.
No, at the beginning, I'm like, is that Ernie Hudson? I'm like, Ernie Hudson?
That's exactly what I said. So I was like, damn, that looked like Ernie Hudson. Like, you know how back in the 80s, how every black man looked like that, though?
Yes.
They had the same weight style, the height, and they just had that mustache, the really dark mustache. I see why white people always say them niggas look alike.
The 80s mustache, yeah.
I was like, what happened to black people in that mustache? We don't grow that no more.
No, you don't. Yeah, but I swear to God, and
beard now. So what happened to that?
But that's why I said when I did the synopsis that this is Sigourney Weaver, because she's the only one that the movie really focuses on.
Yeah, and I think out of all the characters, she definitely is the best one. Matter of fact, she holds the movie together with her character. Her performance in here is really good, actually.
I think I know in the first one, she's, you know, she doesn't know what she's going against, but in this one, I think she was just complete badass, more than an alien.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And she's in that. She's in that machine.
I love that scene where she was talking to Burke over the intercom. She was just like, "We're going to kill them. We're not coming back with any specimens or anything like that. We're going to kill them." I think it was one of those things with all the nightmare shit. She was going through PTSD. She was going through some shit with the nightmares and stuff like that. I think it was one of those things like, look, the only way I'll clear this shit is if I make sure everyone is dead from that ship that I saw with all those eggs.
Yeah, and that's what she... I love when she first met the Queen. She's like looking at the doors and all the other aliens are backing away.
Yeah,
and she's like,
she
just
set that fire. She was trying to kill those eggs and shit, so yeah.
Yeah, the Queen thing seemed a little cartoony based on its size, and it had you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
I think
this is probably going to be the biggest review where we agree a lot, actually, on what's going on. And you know, the funny thing is, too, going into the movie, I thought I was going to love it even more than what I thought, and then I even thought you was, too, but coming out of it now, I was like, man, I'm about to have some negative shit to say right now.
Well, not really. I wouldn't really say negative.
I'm saying it's negative.
You're going to say it's negative?
I didn't care for a lot of it.
Like, because I think you brought up the point right there is that the first one had that mystery horror aspect. This one's pretty much complete action.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, so it's two totally separate movies. So maybe that's where Cameron came in.
It falls in that beta again. Like I said, it falls into that sequel bait where it's just like there's nothing to be there's no mystery to this anymore. Which I disagree with that. I think personally, with the whole aspect of the alien stuff, whatever, that you could still rely on that mystery part. But since we still fall into Sigourney Weaver's character, it's just like throw her in the midst of, okay, we had one last time. Let's just amp it up now and throw more. And as far as with that Queen thing, I was expecting that for the whole movie. I was like, I can't wait to see this. And when the scene happened, I agree completely with you. I was like, this looks kind of cartoonish.
Yeah, and my thing is that the aliens, you know, the xenomorphs, they grow based on after the facehuggers get in their... I don't know exactly. It's never... The science is never, explained, like, how they come about. But from what we saw, it's the facehuggers go into someone and it grows that. And you had all these aliens... And the only people we saw, I think, were Newt's parents and brother, right? That were held hostage?
Burke told us that there was colonies on there, but you didn't really see any people, except when they first saw the aliens in that room.
Yeah, I mean, like, wouldn't the space station get word that they're under attack by the colony, especially if they haven't heard anything from them?
I was going to say, yeah, because they were in connection with them the whole time. Because remember, at the beginning of the film, after Sigourney Weaver, they was, like, declaring her unstable to go on missions and stuff. Like, they were talking about, we've been in contact with that planet for almost 20, 30 years now, whatever, and stuff. And not one person has complained or made a mistake or said anything that you've said or whatever. And you're right. When they made that attack, that place was ghost towns. I was just like, so these aliens just dragging them out there to this one area now, and... You mean tell me not one person seen this or anything like that? That little girl didn't do anything or go find a parent? Because you would have think that the mother, when the father got killed, they would have went right away and saying, hey, my husband was attacked.
Yeah, you think.
But apparently not, I guess.
And then Newt survived. I don't know how long the gap was when they got killed and then they arrived there. Because Newt,
it had to be a long time.
Because Newt survived and they said she was malnourished.
Because remember, they went into hypersleep to get to that planet. So I'm thinking it had to be a year or two. It
so
had
how
to be
did
something like that?
How did Newt survive? What did she eat or drink?
She just stayed in that corner of that room the whole time and shit like that.
And no alien could get in there.
Newt was fucking useless. I'm sorry. How did her brother die and Newt lived?
Maybe she pushed the brother in front of it. I don't know.
Yeah, she probably said, "I don't like you anyway. Get in
there." This movie, it's a lot of coincidences.
Newt was a plot device.
Exactly. That's all she was. She has really no character development.
No, there was really
none. Actually, there's none besides Sigourney. That's it.
And that's only because we know her character already.
Yeah, but do you really need a lot of character development on the same character in a sequel?
No. No, the only character development you should get from, if you're carrying following from the first film, is... How is she dealing with what she went through?
Which there was, Pete. She had the nightmares and stuff.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Don't get me wrong. There was a lot of that on Sigourney Weaver. The other characters, they're just hired hitmen.
Yeah. But you know, Michael.
Who's gonna live? They were just food for the carnivores.
Yeah, they were just, you know, I want to say a waste.
Oh yeah.
They were just generic. You had the generic soldiers, which we got that.
Yeah, I was going to say, people have to die in the film. There's nobody else on the planet, so they have to have a team, because we all know Sigourney Weaver, and one person out of that team is not going to die.
Yeah, and it was her and Hicks and Newt.
Yeah.
Oh, Bishop. He's an android, so I don't think it matters.
Yeah. Hicks, man, that dude didn't get any dialogue.
Dude, I'm just reading about it. He was cast a week after filming started.
Wow, that's probably why then. Okay.
James Remar, you remember James Remar, Raiden from Mortal Kombat 2?
Yes, I do.
He left over creative differences with Cameron.
Oh, yeah, you know Cameron, when he says something's going to be changed, that motherfucker puts his foot down, so.
Yeah, and look at James Remar now.
Yeah, look at him now, he's a star.
Well, look at Michael Biehn, he's not in anything either.
I was going to say, man, yeah, I know a lot of people that loves Hicks' character, and watching this movie, I'm about to say why.
He seemed like a soldier, but he also looked like he had a mind, too, like his own mind.
Yeah, and he really didn't get a chance to show that in this film.
No, especially in the attacks, you don't see nothing, you don't know who's who.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, but...
I mean, a soldier got lit on fire accidentally when the one got attacked, and I'm like, who was that?
Yeah, I think it was the black dude?
It was one of them. There's two of them.
Yeah, I think it was the muscular black dude. I can't remember because, yeah, you're right. The dude got set on fire and he just fell over the balcony. I was just like, well, that nigga's dead.
Well, at least in Alien, you get one by one. And I'm going to even say the Predator, because I think Predator came out around the same time as us, that they got killed one by one. And you at least got some character development in Predator.
You got character traits, I would say.
Traits. That's a better word. Traits.
I would even say with this one, you got character traits. And I'm not really asking for a lot of character development in here.
No, because I don't want to like a character and then get killed.
Yeah, well, and plus I just like, you know, I've done that with the first one. I'm just ready to get into it. But it comes to a point where it's like, okay, these people were just food. That's all they were. And, mm-hmm. Which was cool with this aspect, but I don't think any of them had really cool deaths, though.
No. They were all the same deaths. There was no, like, there's no dramatic no. to it. Like, in the first one, there was drama to it. Like, Tom Skellig's scene, that was dramatic. In Alien. This one didn't have any. This was just...
I kind of appreciate that in the sequel for the simple fact that we don't care about none of these people.
It's true. You had a bigger group in this one than in the first one.
Yeah, in the first one, we did care about those people. The second one, I didn't really care about none of these people, so I understood what they're there for. I think the best death, personally, was that dude getting set on fire and falling off that thing. I was like, that was hilarious. I was like, wow.
He was just standing there.
I was like, wouldn't that be fucked up if an alien still impregnated his ass, though? I'd be like, damn.
Well, they said some survive. Like, I don't know. Like, we don't know the timetable of how long it takes, because the first one was, like, what, maybe 2 days?
Yeah.
So, you know, there could be more. I mean, that nuclear reactor never blew up, you know?
Yeah, I'm still on that thing, though. It's like, all the shit you've seen in here, like, cause, okay, you know, you told me he was trying to freeze one of the aliens in the crowd, Burke's character here, but you've been sending people out to this planet for how long now, and you've known what's been happening, and you still don't have one after all these years? So what makes you think you still can get one? I would think at this point, after all the damage that you know that's happened, you just fucking give up and go to Sigourney Weaver's planet and blow that fucking planet up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said nuke it. Nuke the planet.
Fucking nuke the planet, whatever. Nuke that fucking planet, or nuke their travel and nuke it. That's some arrogant American shit, though, right there. It's just like, oh, we can't. This is study right here. It's like, what the fuck can you study from this?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to be studied from. The biggest study you get from it is it's a fucking parasite that feeds off of us.
That's exactly what it is. I don't know how it picks people, if it randomly picks people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just kills. That's all it does. It's a killing thing. Like Predator. Predator, yeah. I think Predator had, well, he was actually, Predator was kind of smart.
I actually like the Predator a lot, because I like that he doesn't go just after regular ass people. He goes after bona fide badasses and shit like that. He's like, look, I ain't got time to be fucking like with Newt. He wouldn't give two shits about Newt. He'd just look at her and be like, okay, whatever.
You're no threat to me.
Yeah, you don't mean shit to me, but, you know, a fucking, like, Burke or any of them came up, or Hudson and shit? Yeah, I'm putting a bullet in your ass. You gonna point a gun at me, bro? It's like, come on now. Like, Predator, I like his character more than anything, just because, you know, he's based off, like, he's a hunter. He does it for the sport, the love of the sport and shit like that.
But, yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of admirable in a way, in a section.
Well,
know?
Yeah. I loved Predator too until I saw the fake story in Alien vs. Predator, where Predator turned out to be the good guy. I'm like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
I'm like, fuck you.
Especially when he respected the that actress in the first one. I was just like, when he was just done, I was looking at her like, no, the fuck, they did not just do that.
they completely ruined the franchise.
That was like, I was like, man, this is the biggest insult to a fucking character.
It was. But,
like, Jesus fucking Christ. You took this badass monster, turned him into a fucking pussy.
Yeah. But we go to, like, the end scene where Sigourney Weaver's in that power loader, which just looks like a huge transformer.
Yeah. the Fallen.
It's the Fallen. No, that's what the Queen looked like. The Queen looked like the Fallen.
Like some broke down ass following this chick, because she had all those long ass arms and tentacles and shit.
That looked like the Fallen. Oh, where was Optimus Prime during this? Where was Thor? Come on.
That is no. We're gonna get so much shit for that. That is no compliment to this. You know what I'm saying?
Transformers: The Revenge of the Alien.
Shit, you wouldn't know what they are by this point now. The fourth shit, they aliens or robots now. What are they? Apparently, according to Optimus at the end of the film, they sentient beings now, so shit.
But you get to the end, and then it's the Queen, which I don't know how the fuck the Queen got storeboard on that ship. Because that ship was so far away, I don't know how the Queen got there that fast.
She moved pretty slow. I agree with that, yeah.
And then she gets in the power loader, and she has a pretty cool battle scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was probably the best part of the movie, is the battle scene, the power with the Queen.
Yeah, that ending, I was like, Nuke better. Her purpose in this fucking movie being that plot, but she better lead to a badass ending. And, yeah, it did. It delivered on that. I give it that.
And you can't tell me that fucking Bishop, who's cut in half, can hold Newt from falling through that thing.
Hell no. You know, going back on the action scenes, I gotta say, thinking about it now, I gotta agree with you. I don't remember really seeing any action, really. I mean, there was a lot going on, but you don't really get to see shit, and I don't really think it was that memorable, to be honest.
It wasn't because it's dark. You only saw lights from the guns. I
even
would.
In the turret scenes, you don't even see the aliens that much.
No, you don't. And that's I think one of my biggest gripes on it.
Well, maybe it's because it was cheap. You know, $17 million, I guess.
That's cheap in the '80s.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know. I was gonna say $17 million, but at the same time, let's be real. Them aliens kind of look like shit. So
maybe that's why we didn't see much of them because the budget was so cheap.
District 9 had a cheap budget.
Their aliens don't. Yeah, their aliens were different.
Still was aliens though.
Yeah. Fucking ET. E.T. looked different.
I was going to say, District 9, if I'm not mistaken, only cost $30
million. Yeah.
And they had a full fucking spaceship and everything in that motherfucker, so.
Yeah, and they had a black guy eating aliens.
Oh, yeah, and they had, not only they showed Hunt, they showed thousands of fucking aliens or whatever, constantly or whatever, so.
Yeah, maybe this, well, I don't know, Alien was a very financial success.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why they didn't put a big budget into this one.
I mean, well, it felt like it was supposed to be, but it wasn't shown that way.
This was 20th Century Fox.
I guess more of the focus was on the queen than it was the little ones and shit.
Yeah.
To me, that kind of takes away from the first one then.
Yeah, I mean, the first one, you're thinking that it's just one, you know what I mean? And then this one, there's like more of a backstory that there's a queen, you know? It's kind of like bees, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got the worker in the worker area.
I'm not saying it takes away, where it kind of takes away from the first one. I'm just saying, like, well, because in the first one, that one alien was a bona fide fucking badass. And then you go to this one, and not only they don't show you really the aliens, the xenomorphs that you saw in that one.
They're weak.
They're easier to kill. And not only that, is none of the focus is really on them. They're on the queen now. And I'm just like, yeah, that kind of takes away from the first one and what I thought about what was cool about that alien.
I agree with you. That it didn't seem, it seemed like they really put all the focus on the queen, and you can tell they did. They put so much focus on the queen compared to.
And which was sad. Personally, I think it was poorly done, too, because you don't really find out about the queen until, what, I want to say, like, the last 40 minutes or something?
I would say last 15 minutes.
Yeah, because, shit, man, this movie's 2.5 fucking hours long.
That is long for one of these movies. I don't know why every one of Cameron's movies is over 2.5 hours long.
How long was Avatar? I forgot.
Avatar was like 3 hours.
Well, yeah, I remember it was long. I just don't remember how long that shit was. But yeah, it was fucking 3
Cameron,
hours
I don't know
long,
why Cameron does that. I don't know why he does that. Every movie's so long. You could have eliminated so much of the talking points at the first hour and 10 minutes and got straight to the fucking alien.
I was like watching that. I was just like everything that people are talking about in this first hour and 10 minutes. I was like, it's pointless. I was like,
it's kind of a rehash. It's kind of like, oh, if you've never seen Alien, you know, this part will bring you up to speed.
So almost you think that maybe because they didn't get really Scott back, they were just like, okay, we don't know if this is a sequel. Now we gotta just make it seem like a standalone film.
Yeah. No, really, Scott had nothing to do with this, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which wouldn't make sense or whatever, because this one came, I mean, it's called Aliens, they show you in the trailer, you know, the xenomorph and shit like that and stuff, I mean, so, obviously, that's stupid, but.
And where did that name come from?
That first hour, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, you need to get to something now.
Where did the name xenomorph come from? It's like, who named it? Because they brought it up here, I'm like, they don't know what these are.
Yeah.
And then he says, we're dealing with xenomorphs. What's that?
Who brought it up in this movie too? I forgot who said that.
I think it was Hicks. I think Hicks says we're dealing with xenomorphs, and I'm like, okay, what are xenomorphs? You know?
Because if it was Burke that said it, then I probably would agree with that. I'd be like, well, he's been studying this fucking planet for how long? He's known this been happening. But if it wasn't Burke, then I'm just like, yeah, I kind of agree. Yeah, where the fuck xenomorph come from then?
Yeah, it's like somebody just picked a word out of the air or something.
They're already fucking classified this one. And I love this fucking team, too, because it's hilarious. They're all like, we the badass team here. We the crew, man. The aliens. We ain't scared of no aliens. They saw that first fucking alien. Them motherfuckers was shitting their pants and shit.
Yeah. And I understand doing that in the first one. But you guys, you're in fucking space in the future. I don't know what year it's supposed to take place. But you're in fucking space. Be prepared for anything.
And that really shits me in sci-fi, too, is, like, all the technology and equipment they have, and they get freaked out when they see something like an alien. I'm just like, do you see what the fuck you've been sleeping in for the past 20 years?
I understand, like, if an alien came to Earth, yeah, people would fucking freak out. But if you're in space and you've seen a lot of shit, you know, don't shit yourself when you see this big black lizard thing, which it kind of looks like a lizard. Yeah. Were those men in suits? I don't. How'd they do that? Was that men in suits?
It probably was, actually.
Because those things moved like it was.
I'm not sure. Actually, I forgot every fact I knew about this film because I've always been in love with the first one, so I'm not sure how they did this.
Yeah,
one.
You probably ever thought you were watching a Prometheus prequel of Prometheus.
I really did actually rewatching it. I was like, wow. I was like, fucking see, man, got me watching Prometheus again.
I'm sorry. I've completely forgot because this was I did like as a kid. I'm like, I loved Aliens. I probably watched it a lot.
You told me that. Yeah, I remember because I think we've had this conversation before, which one we like more. And I remember going Alien. You said Aliens you thought you liked more. And when this one, I was just like, okay, I haven't seen it in about 7 years, so maybe this will get me to see why some people like it more than the first one or whatever. And I watched it, and I was like,
trust me, I had that. It was like that whole Halloween 2 thing over again.
Yeah, man, I was a little blown. I wonder how long it's been since people saw this film too, because I know a lot of people that still love this fucking film. I'm just like,
do you think? I know Alien is a classic. Yes. I know people know Aliens, but 3 and Resurrection. Do you think they're just forgotten, or they're just like there?
Remember the bad ones? We had this talk before about bad movies. Bad ones are never forgotten.
Well, it's nobody ever brings them up.
You know what made the third and fourth one get forgettable, though?
What?
AVP and AVPR.
Yeah. And David Fincher directed Alien 3.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God, yeah, that's right.
We all need to start somewhere.
Jesus Christ, man. He directed the worst fucking one out of all of them.
That one was bad. And fucking, I was going to say Ernie Hudson again, but Charles Dutton was in that movie.
Yeah, you know what? David Fincher would be happy that Alien vs. Predator shit came out, because that Alien 3, that was some dog shit.
Yeah, and that's the one where she got pregnant, right? Or is that 4? Yes.
Damn. What was the third one called again?
Alien. It was just Aliens 3.
This is Aliens 3. I think it was the fourth one then.
Where she got pregnant.
I actually have the, you know, Amazon had that sale. I have the special limited edition box Blu-ray set of it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know why now. I don't know. You know, I'm talking shit about this movie, but... I was about to ask some questions. Like, was I bored? And I was about to say, well, I was kind of in the first hour a little bit. I didn't walk out. It was one of the I didn't walk out hating. I think I was more disappointed than I was hating the movie. I was like, oh, okay. It was something going into watching this movie I thought was going to be better than what I had. My expectations were not what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you love Aliens so much that you're thinking you're going to get, like, kind of like Terminator 2 and Terminator. Terminator 2 is, in my opinion, far superior than Terminator.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
still holds up.
And that was Cameron, too. Now it's Cameron.
Yeah.
So you think, you know, he's fresh off Terminator. You know, he's going to make a badass Aliens. It's that I think the studio handcuffed him a lot on this movie. You can tell, because you can tell this movie, it was, you know, they watered it down a lot.
Okay.
In my opinion. Compared to Alien.
I don't really know. I'll take your word for it. I'm not really sure, because I never know what to see from these 80s films, how studios were involved with it. That's my knowledge of knowing that. I don't really know too much, but yeah, you know what, watching this one, and maybe it's just because I've seen a lot of fucking films or whatever that follow the same trope, if this was to come out today, it would definitely feel like a studio film.
Yeah, and would you...
I agree with that, then.
How would you feel if they remade Alien and Aliens?
After rewatching this one, I
think the budget would probably be in the $100 million.
They did already. It's called Prometheus.
We're getting a sequel to that.
Oh, yeah, it's getting green light. I think it comes out next year, if I'm not mistaken, too.
The script got finished. I think the script got finished last spring.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, I saw a release date saying 2016 for Prometheus 2. So, yeah, you're going to get that. I can't wait to watch that. I want to see how it compares to Aliens or something like that. I just want to see, because you know, further we get into that series of Prometheus, the closer it's going to look like it is to these Alien movies. So.
Nope, Ridley Scott says, no, it's not. It's not.
Ridley Scott's full of shit.
It's not. Ridley Scott, you made Counselor. Fuck you.
Jesus Christ, Counselor! Don't even fucking get me started on that. Whatever, but if they remade Alien, I'd probably have a problem with it because I think that movie works just based on being that small little film that it was. I don't think you can add good horror elements like that one did either, or whatever, because horror today now is so fucking studio driven, if you will. Which is cliches and shit, that I don't think they'll have those elements in it. The mystery of it is, there really is no mystery no more to the alien itself. I mean, maybe the movie can do a good job with it, but I barely see that happening, especially because it's been almost fucking 20 years now, like over 20 years actually now, and everybody pretty much knows about the fucking alien at this point. I personally don't think this can get remade, unless Fox is desperate or something like that.
Well, they are releasing a lot of remakes. Are 80s movies are getting remade? So I'm talking to surprise.
I think Fox owns the rights to them, though.
Did Fox make AVP?
Yeah.
Okay, because they don't own Predator. Who owns Predator?
You know what? I'm not sure. Actually, probably a good question. I don't think Predator is like Alien, though. I don't think
it is Fox.
It is Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Yeah.
Surprised
Fox has had the rights to Aliens for a while now. I mean, even when they was releasing those Blu-ray sets or whatever, it still had the Fox logo attached on it and shit like that. I don't think they'd give it up Alien.
Well, I mean,
even Prometheus and shit, that's all Fox category. So,
yeah, and I think I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen another AVP movie.
Did that last one do well?
Yeah.
I'm not shocked by it.
Yeah, it pretty much tripled its budget.
Get the fuck out of here.
Budget was $40 million, it made $128 million.
Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Okay.
Well, there was no stars in that movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it was all TV stars.
I knew some people that liked that film too.
No, I saw it in the theaters. I'm like, fuck you.
I remember people that actually fucking liked that film. I got a buddy that liked that film.
Why? There's nothing to like about it.
He's just so fascinated with Alien Predator. He fucking likes anything that they shit out. It could be the worst fucking dog shit you've ever seen. He'll still like it.
Yeah. Well, Predator 2 sucks too. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, Predator. All the Predator movies. Well, you know what? I like the whatever they fucking classify that as, the reboot or remake, whatever.
Oh, Predators? I like Predators.
Yeah, Predators. Actually, that was the sequel we've been asking for to Predator.
Yeah, I liked Predators a lot. I think that was like kind of like a, I think that was like a fan film.
I was gonna say that was like that Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, yeah, that one's forgotten. Predators is forgotten.
Yeah, because Predator 2 was sucked ass.
Oh yeah, Predator 2 was like, that was fucking Danny Glover and.
Remember when they tried to do? They showed that on the Predator spaceship, the alien hit, and I was just like, "Oh my god!"
they were trying. They were trying too hard to make that movie.
Man, they were trying, because I know in comic books they did that shit or whatever, and it was like, "Oh, fans love, yeah, the comic was cool." And it's like, "Well, let's do it in the movie now. Put it in the Alien, Predator 2 movie or whatever." And they showed that shit. I was just like, "Jesus Christ!" And so this is where it started, huh?
Yeah, and I think the reason why Predator 2 barely made, it's probably only made like $20 million more than it was. I think it barely made because of, one, it's because it didn't have Schwarzenegger in it. And yeah. Danny Glover was, everyone knew him from Lethal Weapon. So yeah. I'm like, there's not really much star power. Lethal Weapon wasn't about Glover, it was about freaking Mel Gibson. So, I think that's... Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but it was more of a Mel Gibson film, though. But, I don't know, Zeebo, you know... Final thoughts. What would you
give it? Final thoughts. I think this was a weak sequel. Compared to
just a month ago, you were saying how you loved it. Wow.
I haven't seen it in forever. I need to start watching movies again before I say I love it. But you don't really get nothing new except the queen. You really diminished exactly what you created in Alien. How you made
did you like the queen? I didn't get to. I know you said you found her cartoony, but did you like her?
It was just like a giant predator. That's all it was.
Yeah.
You didn't see anything new. You still had that mouth, the mouth coming out again.
It kind of just had it just brought back with the bad aspects of it from the first one.
Yeah, and but Aliens, it's a totally opposite movie of Alien, because Alien you got the drama and the thrill aspect. This one, it's just happens. Stuff just happens.
Yeah, I thought the drama in this one was bullshit, if you ask me. The whole scientist, oh, we want to... Like, you know what? Actually, out of all the Alien movies, that is one thing I always fucking hated out of these movies. Even in Prometheus or whatever, it's just like, oh, we need to study this and stuff. I'm just like, my God, man. Even at the ending of Prometheus, I was just like... David's like, are we going to go home? And I was like, no, we're going to go to their planet. I was like, what?
You know what? The only one that did it right was District 9. They're like, oh, yeah, they're here. We're just going to accept it.
Man, dude, personally, for me, that's probably like a peeve of these Alien movies I have now. We're just like, these aliens beating your ass, whatever, you want to go to their planet still and shit like that. It's like, the human characterizations of, like, their thought planning is just like, I don't even know where you get these ideas from no more. Like, it takes me away from the human development when they say shit like that. It's just like, now I don't even relate to you now. Because I don't know not one human being that would say some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in that horror thing, like, okay, Paranormal Activity, the marked ones, whatever, when the dog went down in the fucking basement or whatever and shit, and he's like, he hears this loud growling noise, and he's gonna go down there. I'm just like, I don't know not one fucking person that would fucking do some shit like that. Come on now.
No. Especially you're taking, Burke's plan was to take this alien who he knows nothing about, and take it to do what? Study it? Sell it?
What? Study it for fucking what? There's nothing to fucking learn from it. The only thing you learn from it is fucking kills people and shit. There's nothing to fucking
learn. Are you trying to learn its biology? That's just...
You know what? That's a sci-fi cliche, actually, now. Whatever.
It
like I said with the Paranormal Activity Mark ones, that's a horror cliche that they do with, oh, we gotta go do this because this person went there. You know, I don't give a shit about that person or something like that. This is a sci-fi cliche. You always want to fucking study some shit. It's like, ain't a goddamn thing to study when your life is on the line.
Well, that's where you get this. That's where the science comes from.
Like, Jesus Christ, man, get the fuck out of here with that science shit. Because, you know, it's always got to be that one scientist on there that doesn't have any military training, nothing like that. He's just there to analyze and shit. It's like, get the fuck out of here with that.
Yeah. I kind of with you. While, you know, thinking back on sci-fi movies, you hear that a lot. Like, you know, even in any sci-fi movie, it's like, we have to study something.
It's like, okay, do you have to study it now when your life is like... It's kind of like, once again, back to horror films. It's kind of like found footage films. It's like, you being chased and you still able to hold that camera, huh? Like, it takes you away from the human characters itself when you're in danger and that character no longer feels like it's in danger.
Yeah.
It's like, all the shit that's going on in this film, they're constantly in danger, and yet this one guy, I gotta study it. It's just like, what? Now you're taking me away from the danger now, the fact that you willing to risk your life just to, I gotta study it. It's like, I don't get you, but okay.
But finish my, the character, you know, you have no character development, which is fine. They focus, it's pretty much 95% Ripley. Newt was, I'm going on you, pointless. She was just, written, I think, what'd you say, what was the word you used? She was just written
plot
for...
Device?
Plot device. She was just a plot device. I mean, you know, cute girl, whatever, this is her only acting. She gave up acting after this.
That was acting? Okay.
No, she was like a 7-year-old girl, I think, and her only lines were screaming and Ripley, that's it.
Yeah, exactly, and whatever, and it's like, my parents are dead.
A big thing is that Ripley's believing her on a way to get out. Like, where do we go? We go this way. Like, bitch, you were stuck in this corner forever.
Yeah, I was about to say, another thing is, too, is like, don't you think if that bitch knew where to go, she'd have been left this place?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's okay. All right.
You know, the characters, yeah, generic things. You had some cool lines like "Game over" and "Get away from her, you bitch."
Yeah, get away from her, you bitch. That was a good one.
That was a good one. I would say this is a low rent it. It's teetering high stream at low rent it, but I'm going with low rent it.
Yeah.
If you loved Alien, if you really loved Alien, you'll like this. You're not gonna love this. You'll like this. That's the best way I can put it.
I'm curious to find out what people think about that if they go back and rewatch it, because I know for a fact some people haven't watched this in a while. And I know some people still love it. Sometimes some people love it more than the first one. Some people love it just as equally as the first one. And man, I was gonna say, yeah, it makes a nice sequel to it, but I don't think personally it compares to the first one after rewatching it.
No. I mean, I know every sequel tries to top the original.
Yeah, this one definitely tried to do that. I think personally with the first one had a lot more going for it.
I think it was better acting too.
Yeah, and plus people actually gave a fuck about, which once again, that's not. I'm not gonna say that's a negative about this film either, because I understand where they were coming from here. But I don't know. Acting was definitely better. The aliens itself, I thought, was better than the first one. The alien itself, the aliens in here, they were
generic.
They were like, personally, they were like second characters in here to the human people.
They were generic.
Yeah, they were just fucking generic and kind of useless in a way. The only biggest threat about them is just like, there's so many of them now. It's just like, that wasn't what made the alien cool in the first one. And that, no, it's not that or whatever. And you was right when you brought up the drama in here, man. The drama in here is so fucking weak, dude. It's like, I think this has like a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just like, I don't get
Wait,
that.
Wait, what did you just say?
It's a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
Yeah.
I understand the first one.
Looking at it right now, 97 for the first one, 98 for the second one. So yeah, 1% higher than the first one. And I don't know. I think this one definitely takes away from the alien itself and focuses more on the humans and their little drama that's going on. But I thought their drama was some soap opera shit. I'm not gonna lie. Like, most of the drama they was bringing up, it was so easily to be handled. I don't think they really did well with it. But that's just me. I'm with you, Z. It probably would have got a low C if it wasn't for that first hour.
Because
we had to get to that first hour and just like talking about nothing, and you know, seeing Ripley sweating all the goddamn time, and like those parts were cool. The Ripley after effects of it and shit, that was cool. This whole board meeting and them having lunch and going over shit, I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Jesus Christ. Like, did you really need to introduce all these Marine guys that are going with Ripley? I don't give a fuck about them, because you know why? You may have introduced me to them, but once we get to them, they don't add shit to the film afterwards. So, I don't give a fuck. They're just food to burn. So, yeah, I'm with you. Rent it.
I'm going to bring up a quote from our favorite critic, Ebert.
Oh, God.
He gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars.
Wow.
He called it painfully and unrhythmically intense, superb example of filmmaking craft. He goes, when I walked out of the theater, there were knots in my stomach from the film's roller coaster ride of violence. He obviously missed the first hour of the movie.
I was about to say, maybe back then when he first saw the movie and shit, yeah, maybe, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people had that feeling. I wasn't born when this movie came out. I saw it when I was a kid, though. But I probably had the same feeling, too. But I always thought the first one was better, personally. And then, you know, rewatching it now as an adult, it just looked generic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it still has some entertaining aspects to it, but compared to the Alien franchise itself, the first one, I think it's weak.
Yeah, Siskel said, towards the end of the film, he resorts to placing a young girl in jeopardy in a pathetic attempt to pander to who knows what the audience wants.
Siskel is a fucking genius.
He gave it a negative review, too.
Yeah, I love Ebert and Siskel. I love their band, because Siskel used to look at Ebert sometimes and go like, you like that? Are you serious? Like, I was always on Siskel's side, because Siskel would say some shit to be like, yeah, really, did you like that, though? And hey, you, my hat's off to you, man. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Sisko, because goddammit, I agree completely with you.
He also says some people have praised the technical excellence of Aliens. He goes, well, the Eiffel Tower is technically impressive, but I wouldn't want to watch it fall apart for 2 hours. That's a great quote. That explains a lot to this movie.
You got any more? Because I'm about to say
no. No. That's a great quote for this movie.
So you made me want to read his review now. He said the Eiffel Tower.
But I wouldn't want to watch it fall apart on people for 2 hours. Dude, that's probably one of the greatest review quotes I've ever heard.
Yeah, I fucking agree. Wow.
I'm with you.
Yeah, you fucking, that was fucking awesome. Sisko, man, that dude was fucking awesome, dude. That guy was fucking, he was killing it, man. My God, man. I wonder if I can find that on YouTube, that video, their review or something like that.
Did they do their show in the 86? I think they did.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, hopefully you can find it.
Yeah, I remember when they died, I watched a couple of them. I don't remember seeing Aliens, though, but I don't know, maybe I can find it or something like that. But, I used to love that look Sisko used to give Ebert, like, are you being serious? Like, what? Sisko was like a grown-ass man, and Ebert was like the child of the group.
I found it.
Oh, you found it?
I found it.
Oh, nice. How long is it?
6 minutes. I'm going to send you the link.
Okay, you know what? Play that motherfucker. Play it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, play it. Play that motherfucker.
All right, let me... I exited out. Let me go back into it. God, 86.
Technically a sequel to Alien, that
science
fiction film
from back in 1979. But this movie stands alone, however, as a self-contained story, and in some ways it's probably better than the original. It has wall-to-wall action and a lot more scenes involving those unspeakably horrible aliens with all their rows of sharp little teeth and their habit of using human beings as incubators. The movie stars Sigourney Weaver as the only survivor of the original expedition which discovered those aliens. And now she's joined another expedition, which is returning to the planet where they were found.
He never said anything about an android being on board. Why not?
It never occurred to me. It's common practice. We always have a synthetic on board.
I prefer the term artificial person myself.
Wow.
Is there a problem?
I like Lance Hendrickson.
I don't know why I didn't.
Yeah, Lance Hendrickson's good. I like
him. He's in a lot of shit now. You know, Sigourney Weaver did not age in the 80s.
Shit, she still looks like that, though.
Yeah, does Cameron have a thing for her?
He was fucking at her, you know that.
Oh, was he?
I don't know, he probably was. Come on, Sisko, talk some shit. I want to hear it.
They gotta do their little scenes in there.
Yeah, that little fucking scene and shit. I'm about to say, fast forward that shit. Hey, let's see.
Alright.
...is trying to keep the aliens a secret until you see the movie, or maybe they're afraid that the aliens are such a turnoff that if you do see them, you won't go to the movie. And that sort of leads into my kind of two-sided review of this film. This is one of those on the one hand and on the other hand movies. On the one hand, it's very well made. Sigourney Weaver does a terrific, very strong acting job. She holds the movie together with a powerful performance. The special effects are outstanding. The movie is scary and horrifying and disgusting.
No.
From one end to the other, and I have nothing but admiration for its craftsmanship. But on the other hand, and this is a big but, at the end of the movie, you know what? I felt really bad. My stomach was all knotted up, and I was jumping and unhappy and tense, and it took me a while to get back to normal again. Aliens was so strong it was overkill. It really did upset me. So as a movie critic, I'm giving the movie thumbs up. I think it's a good thriller. But if I were talking to a friend, I think I'd say, hey, I'm not sure you want to see this movie. You know, what kind of a mood are you in?
And I will use you and everyone listening to me as a good friend and say, hey, I think you want to see this movie.
Really?
Yes, for the following reasons. I think the key word in your review was overkill. This is pretty much wall-to-wall, the monsters are on out the attack. Once they
not wall to wall, but
point out they got about an hour or more of Mothman on attack, and that was about probably a half an hour too much for me. And I have another objection. This is one of long standing. I think one of the cheapest shots you can do in a movie is show a child in peril. In front of the street and will the car run them down. When I see a movie do that, I check out of that picture because I think they're taking the easy way out. And I know that the kid, unless it's one of these comedy splatter films or something, the kid is not going to get nailed, so it held no suspense for me.
Yep.
And this movie holds that little girl that we saw the last scene in peril for quite a long time. She's probably in peril for 15 minutes of the movie.
Yep.
And I was saying, who needs the grief? I don't want to see the little girl grab.
I know your point about using the little kids. I'll defend it to this degree. In all the Alien movies, there is always that question, who is with us and who's against us? Because these aliens go inside of you and they incubate in here and then they pop out.
It's not the thing.
That little girl was alone on that planet for a long time before this group arrived.
Yes.
There is the question, is she a real little girl?
Oh, shut up.
She had one of those things in her and I was waiting for that bomb to go off.
Right now, Cisco's giving him that look like.
Yeah, and all I'm telling you is, I saw her in pain, and I was in pain. I am on your other.
Okay, well then, what about the other? What about Sigourney Weaver? What about?
Well, let me tell you, this is
one of those movies that you can actually admire at some level.
I'll admire it only at this level. Good art direction. Sigourney Weaver has to hold the movie up alone. And she's not equal to it because there are so many monsters.
Oh, I think she is equal to it. Well, I will give her that. Yeah,
coming up next, we have a disagreement. Coming up next, two Chinese families.
That's it.
Wow. Cisco,
he hit the nail on the head. Because that's the same thing, like Man of Steel. How many times was Superman put in danger? And if you know Superman, you know he's not going to die.
Thank you, whatever. It's not even real fucking danger because he's the strongest man in the fucking universe. That's why, you know what? That's why someone asked me this, whatever, who was a better character, the Hulk or Superman? I said Hulk, always. Because never once, in those either of those Hulk movies, though, they never once tried to play it as if, like, oh, he was going to die, like he wasn't the one strong enough, whatever. What they did was they built on the characteristics between Bruce Banner and the Hulk of saying how he wanted to die. It was never against the villain or anything like that, but in Superman, they always put him up against odds where it's just like, oh, it doesn't look like he's going to make it or whatever. And it's like, yeah, we know he's going to make it, though, because, you know, he's Man of Steel.
Man of Steel did that a lot.
Man still did that so fucking much, whatever.
But I agree with Siskel that he said you put the little girl in peril, and it's just a plot device. It's just added tension there's no tension because you know she's not going to die. Especially in the 80s, kids were not going to die in these movies.
No, and I said that in the review as well, too. I was just like, I don't know, this girl's, first of all, she doesn't get killed when the alien grabs her. Everybody else died. Everybody else got killed, but the little girl... Sigourney Weaver's like, they didn't kill her, she's alive still. And the next thing you know, you see her just hiding in this, I guess, by a pod or something. You're just like, okay, if he was trying to add tension to that, like, damn, I forgot his name.
Cameron.
Goddamn, right? Blank out his motherfucker's name now.
Cameron.
Sisko.
Oh.
Fucking Sisko said, whatever. There's no tension added in that scene whatsoever. She's a fucking plot device and nothing else added to the film.
Yeah, and Newt seemed a lot like Carol Ann from Poltergeist to me.
Yeah, but like Keeper said, though, you don't know if she was an alien or not.
The time has passed that she was not going to be an alien. We've seen it. I don't know how long they were on that planet.
Thank you.
But there was
here long enough.
Yeah, she would have, the alien would have popped out of her chest.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Do you think she would have said something? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Fuck, man. Fucking Ebert, man. I swear, that dude, man. Sometimes some of the shit he say, you just be like, what the fuck did he just say? But applaud you, Cisco.
Yeah, he hit the nail on the head.
Oh, yeah. You ready to get some questions now?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Amethyst Chaos, she says, what can other action films like The Expendables learn from this film? Don't make an Expendables, that's what they can learn.
Mm-hmm.
she says, P.S., I don't have to watch those dumbass movies and know that Stallone says the day at the end. Well, you ain't lying. He does. He does say the day.
Well, in Raid, you did not know if that guy was going to survive.
Shit. Oh, and you saw Raid 2 recently.
Yes, last week.
Yeah, so what'd you think?
I loved it.
So first one or second one? Which one you like more?
Second one,
yeah. Now, you agree with me on they just amped up every fight scene. Like everyone was better than the last one.
Yes, and you got a lot of time with that fight scene.
Oh, my God, that last one, dude. That last one blew my fucking like that whole last action sequence though, where like where he drives the car into the warehouse and just beats everybody up in there. Like that was some brutal ass fucking fight scene too.
Yeah, I mean, my God, I was like, that's why I sent you. I'm like, this fight scene.
Warehouse and fights baseball bat boy and with hammer girl. That fight scene where he took the bat and smashed into dude, I was like, oh, God.
And it stayed in his skull?
Yeah, and it just stayed in his skull. I was like, oh, shit. And then when you see all the people leaving the kitchen, they getting ready for that last fight scene, it's like, oh. All I was missing in that, when they were like moving their legs closer to each other, only thing that was missing was Kimo Watanabe saying, let them fight.
I really wish that we could have reviewed Raid 2.
Man, I'm telling you, that was all. I'm telling you, you always should have kicked in Mortal Kombat, and they just started shooting fire. I was like, man, this is a badass.
Dude, yeah, that's a badass movie. I loved it.
Yeah. Even that movie was 2.5 hours too.
Yeah, but you didn't feel it.
No, because the fight scenes were so fucking... I mean, it was so fucking good, man.
And they weren't forced fight scenes. They were actually a part of the story.
Yeah. How about that car scene, too, where he was fighting him?
That car scene was badass.
Fighting him in the back seat. Oh, man. Oh, I love
fighting, actually, fighting the driver, guy in the passenger seat, the two guys in the back seat. And then you had the other cars. And then you had, I can't think of his name, the guy that saved him.
I forgot his fucking name too.
You know, he was fighting them, and there's like two cars on one, and you had the fight scene in the car. That was badass. And then you had the
character from the first one as a new character in this one who had that fight in the club scene.
The club scene was cool, and him walking down the street was cool. When they first showed him,
I loved how they kept stabbing his ass, and he just kept beating him up no matter what. I was like, damn.
Dude,
that little dude is a badass fighter, though. I wouldn't, man. People that goes to show you, don't judge a motherfucker by his socks. He was beating the shit out of people. Like he has some pretty brutal ass fight combos.
I'm kind of glad I saw English dubbed again, and I'm kind of glad it was dubbed because I don't think I kind of wish I saw it with the subtitles because it would have I would have caught my breath. It would have been a nice relaxing part. Because the fight scenes were so freaking intense and badass to the T.
Especially in the prison one. I thought those were some intense ones, too. I mean, because you don't know what's going on. They're, like, cutting scenes from here to there. And then you finally see him, that bathroom stall door.
The very first one. That's why I told you. I'm like, this first scene's awesome. You're like, you haven't seen shit yet.
Even the prison scene after that where he's taking the broomstick off slowly.
Yeah, and in the scene in the mud.
Yeah.
This movie, it's like, there's three awesome fight scenes that don't take away from the movie, like, in the first 15 minutes.
And then it has some good comedic moments, too, and they're like, when they went to go find that first dude, and he was filming the gay porn and shit.
Yeah.
And how they was reaching for their gun and shit, and then, first dude saw it, and then he hit him, and then the gun blew his head. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I loved Baseball Bat Guy. I loved freaking Hammer Girl. And I loved
Hammer
the guy.
Girl, Yellow Ranger, telling you.
And I loved Ranger. And I loved the assassin that got beat in the kitchen, too.
And that dude, all three of them were like the henchmen or whatever, and they, each one was just like leading up to a better fight scene.
I think the kitchen
was fucking epic.
I don't know if you told me, you said in the review, or if you told me personally, that it's like a video game.
I think I might have said that in the review.
But it was like a video game. You beat a guy, you go to the next level, and you gotta beat another boss.
You know what, I did tell you that too. I think I do remember telling you that as well. I was like, it's like a fucking video game. It was like, when he got in the warehouse, you fight the little thugs. Then when he got up a notch, he fought Baseball Bat Boy and Hammer Girl, whatever, which was like the middle of the road. and then you fight the badass assassin, like you said, or whatever, and then you get to the boss who really doesn't know shit. He just got a gun, and you just gotta try to beat his ass and shit. And it was just fucking... It was just fucking standard gold or whatever. It was everything I ever fucking wanted. I was like, why Punisher Warzone can't get this fucking properly?
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. And what action movies can learn from it is that don't go overboard.
How to shoot your fucking...
Yeah. How to shoot...
How to shoot your fucking fight scenes. There you go. How about that?
Yeah, don't tuck away the only one that knows martial arts away.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Compared to the Expendables film, it was like, oh, Jet Li, martial arts expert and shit like that. Let's put him to do nothing. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you get him then? And you saw Expendables 3, right?
No.
Oh, my... Okay, so Stallone compared that shit to The Raid, right? There's no fucking comparison. And then the ending... With the ending of The Raid, it's nothing but choreography. It's straight-up choreography. And that's what's beautiful about it. The choreography is gone for like 10 minutes long, and it's still badass. In Expendables 3, it's just gunfiring. Just gunfire. It's like, there's nothing impressive about gunfire.
Yeah, this one, it's hand-to-hand combat.
And that team shit, I'm sorry, that team shit was fucking horrible. Ronda Rousey, badass fighter and shit, that bitch works at a fucking club, she's a bouncer, and Stallone hires her to take on the most deadliest man in the world. I'm just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, are you serious?
No, I like the one-man thing, and he wasn't like a superhero badass guy, he got his ass kicked a lot.
Like, I love that ending where he just looks worn. He's like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired.
I think the last word he goes, I'm done.
I'm done. I'm done with this shit. And picks up from the first film.
Yeah, and I think it was, like, immediately?
Yeah, like, right immediately. Like, they got picked up from some higher agents saying, you guys fucked up. You know that, right?
Yeah.
When that's little fish. And there's bigger fish out here. We've been planning for days, but you guys fucked up.
I might have to watch it again just to get the story. Because yeah. I think so the action...
Oh, man, you must have been out of breath.
No, I'm going to probably have to watch it again, because it's kind of like in Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, that the acting, that you kind of miss on the story. And this one, the action scenes kind of take you away from the story, which is not bad. It's just that I don't think I caught the story because the action scenes were so intense and awesome.
If I could see a movie... Theater game would definitely be this one.
I am.
It was an amazing theater experience I had with this.
And now a US remake. It really, I think, it might diminish the movie.
Oh, it really is.
Depending on who it depends on who the team is.
I don't think it's going to be nowhere near here. But anyway,
no.
Ian, he says, "Well, you doing UVA Bowl movie?
Possibly."
It is on my list.
I have some.
Excuse me.
I have some, too. We probably have the same movies, because we both know they're all for bad.
Yeah, and plus, UA Ball, he's an interesting director in himself, because his movies doesn't cost anything, because he gets funding by his country, the Germany Film Association, some shit like that or whatever and stuff. So they pretty much pay for everything, so he doesn't lose profit or nothing like that. So he's a very fucking interesting director.
Yeah, and I think he's the only one big name German director.
Yeah, and another thing I was gonna say too is he did a Kickstarter. You know, everybody knows. Everybody hates this guy. Everybody hates this fucking guy. Doesn't like his movies, whatever.
I want to say 95% of movie fans hate him. 95% hate him.
Yeah, exactly. He did a Kickstarter. That shit made a hell of a lot of money.
You know why? It's because people like watching bad movies.
And it was to make a sequel of one of his... He didn't say what movie it would be, but he said he's making a sequel to one of his movies.
I think it was Postal.
Okay, I didn't know.
I'm 50-50, but I think it was Postal.
Okay.
Remember the 9/11 movie?
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait. But, yeah, even with that is coming. Don't you worry. That shit is fucking coming.
I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to do it. Hit movie, because he'll listen, because I know he's one of those guys that goes, he fucking finds every review for his movie, and then he wants to challenge him to a fucking boxing match.
Didn't he used to box or something like that?
Yes! Bare knuckle.
Okay, well then, hey, see me in a ring, motherfucker.
Wait, you do MMA shit. You do MMA shit while he's going for a punch. Like, you do a single leg takedown when he goes for a punch.
Bare knuckles fight, but shit, well, unless it was in school, but hey, fuck it then. Let's go then, motherfucker. I'll talk shit about your fucking horrible ass fucking movies. Fuck your ass, dude.
Do some raid, raid kung fu on him.
Do kung fu. Do some raid 2 shit on you. Give me the baseball back.
No, I love that. Give me the ball back.
That motherfucker threw it down the stairs and shit, and he was like, oh, you shouldn't have done that.
I love that. That was, I seriously got a kick out of that.
Hey, last question I got. So, Ian, yes, that is coming near. Don't you fucking worry. Shit, I don't give a fuck what you both think. Challenge you to a boxing match. I'd be like, how much?
That's for Black History Month.
Yeah, Black History Month, you Bowl, Blood Rain.
Wait, he doesn't have black people in his movies.
He don't like black people, that's why.
No, he doesn't. He is. I think he's part Nazi. I think he's, like, from Nazi. I think he is from, like, that's his family.
Oh, so he's got swastika stains and shit?
Well, I think he comes from a Nazi family.
I want to say I did remember seeing a swastika sign on either it was him or a picture or something like that he had or whatever, but...
Maybe we can get him for an interview.
Nah, I'd love to see how that interview goes. Whatever. Say, so why do you suck?
How do you take a very simple game like House of Dead and turn it into this?
Turn it into this, and you play it for him, and go like, yeah, that.
Where do you get that from? That's Max Payne bullshit right there.
Last question I got here is from Tony. He says, hey guys, how do you feel about the final script of Suicide Squad leaving Tom Hardy out to dry and giving more screen time to Will Smith?
Didn't Hardy drop out?
Hardy dropped out because of that shit, so...
Who's making Suicide Squad?
Is it Fit? No, it's David Ayer, yeah.
When what company? I know it's DC.
Warner Brothers.
And they love Will Smith, right?
It's a DC.
And they love Will Smith.
Oh yeah.
That's probably why.
A big draw like that. I don't even know if these people remember his last movie failed, so I don't think Will Smith is a big draw anymore. So
what was his last movie?
After Earth.
That seemed like so long ago.
Actually, you know what? His last movie was Winter's Tale. He was in that shit.
Yeah, but he was advertised for that shit.
Yeah, he was. He was in the trailer.
Was he?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, his starring role.
Oh, After Earth, then.
That was 2013.
Yeah.
What the fuck's he been doing this whole time?
Winter's Tale.
Oh, wait, I know. He was pimping his son out.
Yeah, he got pimped that son out or whatever. From what I've been reading about it, they strictly say they went on name basis, which is funny that they would change the script like that, because Tom Hardy was playing the leader of the team.
And now is Will Smith the leader?
No, they just said they wanted to put more screen time on Will Smith and Jared Leto.
Let's see. Hardy was really good as Bane. We've seen him in Warrior. He was badass. We've seen him in Inception, badass.
They were saying, I was reading comments or whatever, there was a stupid-ass comment that said, someone said that Tom Hardy can't bring in success because look at his last two movies, The Drop and A Lock. And I remember a comment wrote to that and was like, motherfucker, those got released in like 200 theaters.
Let's see. What were you just telling me before we started recording? Tom Hardy just won an award?
Best picture? I mean, best male actor?
Yeah, over Michael Keaton, who's won pretty much every single one?
Yeah, so I highly doubt that, but you know what it was, where they, oh, we gotta give screen time to the bigger actor because nobody knows these characters. It's like, get the fuck out of here, you don't have to do that.
Let's see, Jared Leto, I would say, Hargo movie fans know who he is compared to his music.
Well, you know why they said Jared Leto. It's not because of his act or anything like that, it's because Jared Leto playing the Joker.
Oh, and who's playing Harley Quinn?
Robbie Margot from Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. Nobody. And, oh, wait, Will Smith's got a movie coming out, I think, next month.
Yeah, with her. It looks like shit.
Yeah. I'll see it, but I'm not, like, egging to see it.
I hope that girl doesn't get typecasted. She seems like she's getting typecasted as just a hot female character. That's it.
Yeah, and who's replaced? Jake Gyllenhaal supposed to be replacing him?
No, they said that there was a rumor. they haven't got it yet, whatever. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because Jake Gyllenhaal has worked with David Ayer before, but that's probably why they just said that, but Jake Gyllenhaal has not confirmed that yet, nothing, so.
And you know why? It's because, you know why this movie, I have no high hopes. I want to see Leto as Joker, and I kind of want to see an on-screen version of Harley Quinn, but you got Jai Courtney in this.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
You got Will Smith in it. That's all you need to know.
Jai Courtney was obvious. I don't think he's ever had a good movie.
Last time Will Smith had a good movie.
Legend of Bagger Vance. I
don't know. Wow.
I don't know. I liked Bad Boys too. Yeah. But that was just stupid. That was just stupid
that was like
fun.
2003.
I know. That was stupid. That was stupid fun. That's all it was. Stupid fun.
Yeah, it was stupid fun. But still, that was like fucking 2003. I'm sorry, Will Smith, man. That dude, he tends to piss me off sometimes. And the thing is, I like the guy. You wouldn't know that from listening to me, but I do like him. But I think some of the shit he chooses to do is just bullshit.
I'm looking at it saying, like, I did like Hancock on a small scale. 7 Pounds was really good.
Yeah.
He's very hit and miss.
Yeah, he is.
More misses than hits. But he has not been a box office. He has not been a box office draw since fucking what, early 2000s.
I don't know, personally. I would think that I was more interested to see Tom Hardy. I've seen enough Jokers at this point where I don't really give a shit, to be honest, no more. He's kind of getting worn out, like Batman himself, whatever. I was more interested in seeing these characters I've never seen from DC before, if you ask me.
Yeah, and what's your... I mean, you think... I mean, Deadshot, do you think Will Smith can pull it off?
I guess we'll see you in 2016? 2016. I'm not sure. I don't know, personally.
There's a lot of comic book movies coming out next year. That's like a year of the... That's a year of the comic next year.
Shit, a lot coming out this year, too.
Yeah. Ant-Man... Avengers 2?
Let me take that back. When I say a lot this year, I just mean Avengers 2.
No, you mean Fantastic Four.
Oh, that's the greatest superhero movie of all time. You're right.
Yes, and what we said, what did you we comment on Facebook? That Batman Superman could come out this year.
Oh my gosh. I called that, didn't I?
DC's like, we're going to stop Avengers with this.
Okay. Yeah, whatever. Oh, man.
Cody's plan.
Yeah, they have so much of a fucking plan, they can't even get the goddamn dates together with this shit.
That's... I mean, the movie's done, right? The movie's done filming.
The movie's been done for a while now.
So, if it's broken down to two movies, how long is the first movie... How long is this movie supposed to be?
My thing was, that movie should have been the last movie on the whole slate, because that way he would have built up the characters of Batman and Superman for them to understand why they are fighting each other in the first place, like the books and the fucking animated movie did. But no, because I'm going to tell you this right now, Batman and Superman, they're going to fight for about 5 minutes, then they're going to realize, we're not the villain here. It's this guy, you know? This is like, I don't fucking want to see that. I'm telling you this shit right now. I don't fucking want to see that. I think that's fucking retarded, if you ask me. And it takes away a lot from that fucking Batman story, The Dark Knight Returns. And I personally think it's bullshit, if you ask me, if they go that route. But for some reason, I have a feeling it's going to go that route because of Zack Snyder's punk ass.
And Batman's no match for Superman. We've established that when the Man of Steel reference.
I don't know what the fuck Superman is a match for, because that motherfucker don't ever do shit.
He's going to do detective work on how to find kryptonite on Earth.
Oh, my God. Get the fucking... Fuck you, Superman. Fuck you, Zack Snyder. And just fucking release the movie already. I don't give a... Personally, I don't give a shit when it comes out now. It can come out this year, next year. I'm just ready to see the movie so I can see what it is now. Because all this hype for it, it better be worth fucking something.
Remember, me, Luke, Wayne, CJ, we're all going to fly out there, watch it, and do a massive podcast.
Oh my god, yeah, that's right, we did say this.
It's gonna be, no, we're gonna do a video podcast, we're gonna make this an epic event.
Cody's gonna be hiding that book of his plan for DC.
He's gonna be like, I never said anything about a plan.
I got you on audio.
Oh.
That has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 83. I gotta get out of here now. It is around that time for me to hit on the road.
Get on the dusty trail.
Oh, yeah, time to get on the trail. But like I said, people, Vote for us, Podcast Awards, People's Choice, or the movie category.
You know what? No. Put us on the sex and education.
I would love to be in the gay, lesbian, and bisexual category, yes. We can go for that, yes. Which, by the way, they actually have some interesting titles or whatever. I'm actually curious to check some of their shows out, but...
Homo Ground?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. But, people, I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Z.
And we will see you people next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday. Later, Rasmus.
See ya.